A chance for another apology. The recent travel chaos on our roads, trains, ferries, airlines has been horrendous. Like so many events in the past, there is but one truly Canadian solution. Justin Trudeau must apologize. Michael Faulkner View Royal. We need to learn how to deal with snow during the recent snow period. I happened to be walking along a street when the snowplow came through. After it had passed, I crossed the street. There was about 3 inches of packed snow left, so it was of limited value but understandable given the lack of practice. My son, who was visiting from Antigonish, Nova Scotia, noted that this would not be paid for there as the roads should be properly cleared. I think some learning from other places that deal regularly with snow is needed. Mike Wyeth Victoria. Hire Amazon to clear those roads. While Sonich has failed miserably when it comes to plowing the streets, including the street in front of a senior's residence and care home on the corner of Mackenzie and the Pat Bay Highway, I have a suggestion. I live on an unplowed street and watched an Amazon delivery truck not only make it down our road, but also up a long driveway to our neighbor's house. Perhaps Sonich and or Victoria might want to look at paying Amazon to add a plow blade to their delivery fleet. Louise Beinhauer Victoria. Hey, Victoria, get better equipment. I did a couple of errands for a good friend who is under the weather, pun intended. I am amazed at the stupidity of the city of Victoria for not having proper snow removal equipment. It's dangerous, frustrating and financially impacts businesses. What gives? Julia Pollard Victoria. Why not shovel your neighbor's sidewalk? Never fails to amaze me how sanctimonious folks get when a little bit of snow falls here in the Hawaii of Canada. And sidewalk snow removal is always one of the biggest gripes. As one reader pointed out, this was an extraordinary weather event and there is a shortage of equipment to deal with such events. They still found the state of the city appalling. Another reader noted the sidewalk by a park was a mess. 30 to 40 centimeters of snow came down in one day. We don't do snow here. If a couple or 3 days of home alone is too much, get bundled up and perform some random acts of kindness by shoveling your neighbor's sidewalks, or take your shovel for a road trip downtown and help out there. J. Bowles Esquimalt. To be inclusive, change is needed. Re. Stop harassing pilots for their traditions. Letter, December 23. The letter on the use of call signs between fighter pilots appears to miss the point. The use of abusive language, even in restricted context, reflects aspects of a military culture in need of change. This need is now well documented in the press. Does the promotion of esprit de corps really require abusive language? I think not. Calling out inappropriate behavior or language today does not dishonor heroes like Billy Bishop, whose honor is rooted in deeds. The culture was different 100 years ago and has changed over time. If the armed forces is to be truly inclusive, it needs to continue to change. In no way does a change today affect the regard that we have for our past heroes. Sid Jorna CDR. Readed, Souk military must leave old traditions behind. Re. Stop harassing pilots for their traditions. Letter, December 23. This was a disappointing letter to read. Essentially, it argues that because the military has been sexist, racist and homophobic in the past, they should be able to continue being sexist, racist and homophobic. Surely now that society has progressed to a point where such behavior is unacceptable, the military can too. Good judgment should be an essential trait for all members of the military, and using this call sign in 2022 fails that test. S.I. Peterson Nanaimo. A Christmas thanks to our carriers. I've just given a Christmas thank you to my reliable and friendly Times Colonist carrier. I'm retired, so the cash gift was modest, but I would like to take a moment to send a huge thank you to all the dedicated TC carriers out there who, despite all the difficulties during the past 3 years, managed to deliver our local window to the world on time and, in the case of my TC carrier, with a smile and a friendly wave. Carolyn M. Brady. Brentwood Bay. Maybe a water main is what we need. Ray. Unusual dry spell threatens reservoir levels in BC, December 11th. So, we face water issues in winter as well as in summer. Maybe the time has come to consider a water main along the east coast of Vancouver Island, fed by our huge inland lakes. Expensive, yes, but adequate potable water supply is essential to support and sustain the ongoing residential developments up and down the island. Tony Eastham. Nanus Bay. A partial solution for retention of CAF personnel. B.C. has a doctor shortage, which is affecting the retention of Canadian Armed Forces personnel. For example, a sailor serving in Halifax who is posted to Esquimalt needs to give serious consideration about staying in the Navy, especially if he or she has dependents with medical issues that are being handled by a family doctor in Halifax, because 25% of the population in BC is without a family doctor. A partial solution is to revert to the policy in place when I joined the RCN in 1967. At that time, Navy doctors cared for dependents of RCN personnel, so that when a family was transferred they could be sure of having medical care. Sometimes the old ways are better than the new ways. Patrick Hunt, President Submariners Association of Canada, West Victoria. Strong support for amalgamation re. Amalgamation statement is not correct. Letter, December 6. The letter writer is quite right to question the accuracy of a 70% vote across Greater Victoria for governance reform. In fact, in 2014 the voter affirmation was much higher at 75.3% average across the region. The individual municipal results were as follows: Saanich 88.5%, Esquimalt 86.6% and 67.4%, 2 questions, Victoria 80%, Central Saanich 70.7%, Sydney 67.6%, North Saanich 62.5%, Langford 50.1%, Oak Bay 37.8%. The municipalities of View Royal, Colwood, Highlands, Souk and Metchison refused to allow their residents to vote on the matter, thus depriving them of the democratic opportunity to voice their preference in a non-binding ballot. Again in 2018 a question to study amalgamation was put to voters in Victoria and Saanich. They responded, yes, with an affirming 66% and 56% respectively. These results are publicly available on the Elections BC website. Leslie Ewing, Oak Bay. Send us your letters, email letters to letters@timescolonist.com, mail letters to the editor, Times Colonist, 201-655 Tyee Road. Victoria, BCV9A6X5, submissions should be no more than 250 words, subject to editing for length and clarity. Provide your contact information, it will not be published. Avoid sending your letter as an email attachment.